brings us to item number 10, PR 2021-005717, SD 2021-00162, preliminary plat, and VA 2021-00310, sidewalk waiver. Respec, Jeremy Shell, agent for DR Horton.
I'm here.
All right, excellent. Mr. Shell, if you can state your name and address for the record, please.
My name is Jeremy Shell, Respec Engineering. Address is 5971 Jefferson, Suite 101, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87109.
Excellent. And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay, thank you. why don't you go ahead and give us an update as to where we are on this project?
Sure. So you all, I believe, have seen this project and are familiar with it, so I won't go into a lot of detail, but we have addressed most of the comments at this point. I'm here to receive and respond to the outstanding comments, which my understanding is the waivers for the block length and the stub street, as well as still coordinating some sewer issues with the water authority.
I believe that's correct.
So with that, I will stand for questions.
Okay. And do we have, and I keep forgetting to do this, I apologize. Do we have any members of the public that would like to speak on this case? Okay. Once again, not seeing anyone. Let's go through board comments then. Water Authority, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. So I did have a communication with Mr. Shell regarding this project and the sewer line. And I think we're on the same page as to what the Water Authority needs, which is in lieu of frontage improvements on Oak Ridge Street, providing a sewer connection at the existing apartments to the southeast. I think that's reflected in the infrastructure list. We just need some confirmation that that property owner will be granting an easement to accommodate that. There's a development agreement required. We have it drafted. We're waiting for confirmation on that sewer to see what we need to do with that. And then there is pro rata owed. So those are items that will either need to be approved or taken care of before our signature. On the infrastructure list, a couple minor comments. We do see a road name for Citro Court. That's sort of a dead end stub. We'd like that to be reflected on our items in the infrastructure list as far as the location. And just to note that the public waterline easement for the northwestern waterline connection to the west, if that's co-located with the pedestrian easement, it will need to be sort of a paved trail versus a sidewalk. Sidewalk being concrete, our maintenance crews have much more trouble with, and a paved trail. So we have no objections to the sidewalk waiver. I'd be happy to answer any questions if you have any. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Blaine. This is Jeremy. As you said, we discussed, and so I think we're on the same page. The only thing that I wanted to point out to planning and transportation was one of the last things that Blaine said up in the northwest corner, due to the water line in that track G, I believe is what it's named. Yes, track G. So there's water line in there, and the Water Authority's preference is not to have a concrete sidewalk there and instead do asphalt. Is that going to be acceptable to other members of the board?
This is Maggie Gould. Let me look at IDO requirements, and I'll defer to transportation as well on what the DPM specs are. And we may need a moment, and we may need to get back to you on that.
Okay. This is Jeremy. I just wanted to make sure that everybody was aware of that, so we didn't end up changing things and have to change it back or make some other sort of revision. So that's it.
Okay, thank you.
Joe Summerfield, first, can I ask who's going to maintain it? Is there an HOA?
There will be, yes, and the HOA will be maintaining that track G property.
Okay, thank you. Code enforcement, please.
This is Charles Maestas with code enforcement. Code enforcement has no comments or objections.
Okay, thank you. Hydrology?
Ernest Hemingway Hydrology, isn't it Parks next?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry, Cheryl, did you have something else?
Sorry, this is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. I think I was wondering if there was the seating on the infrastructure list. I don't know if that was an issue with this one.
This is Jeremy. There is not. Are you referencing seating that would be required for like pond stabilization, or what exactly are you referring to?
Yes.
There's no ponds proposed with this project. We are discharging to a pond that is existing, and so mm-hmm. I don't think we need that in this case.
Thank you.
Okay. Now go ahead, Hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Hydrology will need to approve a grading and drainage plan prior to platting action by DRB. Hydrology did receive the revised submittal on 9/23/21, and we're where it hits in our schedule, it'll probably be looked at sometime next week. So we're recommending a 2-week deferral. Well, I guess that would turn into 3 since we don't meet in 2 weeks.
Okay, thank you. Transportation?
Yes, Jean Wolfenbugger with Transportation. To answer one of the questions earlier, Transportation has no objection to having an asphalt pathway at the northwest corner in lieu of a sidewalk. It is planned for an asphalt trail to be along Paseo, so that will fit okay. That scenario as long as it meets ADA requirements. And I only had a very, very small note that the reference on the cross sections to reference the cross sections correctly for a Wreathstone Lane at the tie-in to Oak Ridge within the plan set.
Okay, thank you. So, and I believe planning sent you comments earlier, but basically we need, and this is Maggie Gold. We need a waiver for the block length, and we also need a waiver for the rear yards facing Paseo. And we had discussed getting that in.
This is Jeremy.
I'm not sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's talk offline about that.
Okay.
I think we had provided the justification with our resubmittal, but I did not notify. And so I just need to re-notify and nail down with you what exactly that is.
Okay.
And iron things out here. So,
all right. Yeah. This is Maggie Gold. I'm happy to address that with you later. Okay. So it sounds like we are looking at a 3-week deferral in order to get all of everybody's comments addressed. So that would be till October 20th. Does that make sense to the board, and is that acceptable to the applicant?
This is Jeremy. Unless any other member of DRB has any objections, I'm okay with a 3-week deferral.
Okay.
The only thing I'd like to point out is that the development agreement with the Water Authority, that will take some additional time beyond that. And so the hearing in 3 weeks, that should be the only outstanding issue left. And so we'll just defer at that time appropriately, such that the development agreement will be approved by the subsequent hearing to that.
Okay, so this is Maggie Gould. So we can also look at a deferral to the 27th of October or to the 6th, or to the 3rd of November.
Okay.
And then we don't have to, we don't have to do this multiple times.
Right. I think unless anybody objects, let's plan for, well, let me see. That would fall on Thanksgiving. Let's try this. Let's do October 20th, a 3-week deferral, if that's acceptable to everyone.
Yeah. Okay. Do we have a motion to defer item number 10 to the meeting of October 20th?
And Carter, Water Authority, so moved.
Bill Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, seconds.
Okay, vote please.
Lane Carter, Water Authority, I approve the motion.
Charles Maestas with Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenbugger with Transportation, I approve.
This is Maggie Gold with Planning, I approve. There is a consensus vote to defer item number 10, PR 2021-005717, to the meeting of October 20th.